Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world and live toxic free. It's Wednesday, March 18th, 2015. We're having a beautiful, beautiful spring day here. You know, this Saturday is the spring equinox, which is the middle of spring. I know it says on your calendar that it's the first day of spring, but it's actually the middle of spring, just like summer solstice is the middle of summer, winter solstice is the middle of winter. It's the point where the season is like at its peak, and then it starts moving out of that season and into the next season. And so that happens today, not today, but this Saturday, the 21st, spring equinox. And it's really feeling very springy today. And in fact, if you happen to hear little birds in the background, I don't know if the microphone will pick them up, but I hear little birds. And I live in a migratory path in Florida. And so in the spring, we have whole flocks of birds. Sometimes I have like a couple hundred birds, all of one kind, in my yard and just chirping away. And it's just a wonderful thing to happen in spring. And so that's what's happening here today. So what's going on in the show today is that we're going to be talking about caulk and adhesives. Now, this is actually one of my most frequently asked questions is what kind of caulk can I use? Because anybody that's doing any kind of building or remodeling needs caulk and adhesives. And the standard products have some of the most toxic chemicals there are in these products. And it's very difficult. It has been very difficult to find toxic-free caulk and adhesives in the past. However, now there is one I can actually say is toxic-free. And I actually, this morning, cut off the top of one of these caulk tubes I have here, made by this company, and I smelled it, and there was no odor. It's a little tiny, tiny thing, but not anything like when you cut off the top of a tube of caulk or adhesive. And you just get this big whoosh of toxic chemicals that knock you over. Nothing like that at all. And I am so happy to have the founder and creator of this product here on the show today, because this is going to help so many people build and remodel in a less toxic way. My guest is Frank Lang. He's the president owner of EcoBond Adhesives. Hi, Frank.
Hi, Deborah. Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome. I really appreciate your taking the time to speak with us today. Now, you have a story about how you came to make this wonderful product. And so tell us about that.
It's kind of the old American story. It's, you know, see a need, fill a need. We were building our house, and we were noticing that just after we built it, that we were having a lot of problems with my wife not feeling that she could get a full breath and feeling like there was a smell. And we couldn't detect it. Something of a mystery to try to place where everything was happening and where it was centralized. And then we researched it and, you know, many devices and many consultants later, we found out it's basically the toxicity coming from caulks, adhesives, carpeting, things that we don't think are really toxic, but are adding to our intake of air every second of every day. And
yes.
So with that, we set out on the venture of, and I say we, there's many more than just me. I have a sidekick that, I rely on as the brain power of the operation, Heidi McPhee, who is dear to me and has helped me on the quest, along with others that have been with us to make this happen. And we set out to get the cleanest possible formula that we could to try to change the way that building is done in the United States and then eventually abroad. And we searched through formulas and formulas. There are many producers out there. We worked tirelessly to come up with a combination of a near odorless, as you said. There's no such thing as odor free. Anybody who is promoting that is being very false. And we still recommend although we super service the chemically sensitive crowd, we always recommend to, you know, cut the tube and place them out in a well-ventilated area. Make sure that you are comfortable with it and that you can, you don't have any residual effects from anything that we have in our adhesives and sealant. So with that, I said that to say this, that we eventually found the formula that we undeniably is better than anything out there on the market as for being that toxic bonding strength and having nearly no odor. And it was a long climb. We started this back kind of when the recession in the building was happening for the retail line. And it was, you know, a lot of knocking on doors and getting kind of the, hey, there's a good old boy network in place that has, that's used to using this, and they don't want to change and they don't want to hear about it. So we kept plugging away. And then eventually, thank God for the internet and information and people like you that know how to spread the word and get to the people that need it. We've really started to thrive and getting some more mainstream acceptance as the way to go, because the label of actually being eco in a lot of ways kind of hurt us at first, as people, as I said, that are used to using what they're used to using. We got into a situation where some of the companies that make adhesives and sealants kind of did a low VOC, but not really a toxic free. And that's not the same.
Yeah, thing, it's not the same thing.
So we battled against that perception for a very long time. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I don't want to cut you off. One of the things that impressed me about this was that not only is it extremely low odor, like practically odorless, but you can also just go down to Home Depot and buy it. It's not something that you have to buy from a special eco store or things like that. And on your website, you talk about how this product is actually has better performance, that it's not just that it's less toxic, it actually is better performance. So tell us a little bit about how it's better performance, because I think that this is one of the things where that it's sometimes eco products or non-toxic products, people say that they don't work as well. And sometimes that's true. And one of the things, I used to work as a consultant many, many years ago when green products first came out. I used to consult with companies who were wanting to create green products. And one of the things that we found was that in order for a product to sell, the first thing is it has to work. That people are not going to buy a green product if it doesn't work. And I think that's also true with a toxic-free product, that people want these other qualities, but it really has to work. So it was just spectacular to me to see that your product is not only the least toxic caulk and adhesive I've ever seen, but it also works better. So tell us how it works better.
Well, it's a polymer. It's got a polymer base to it. Is the short story. It's different than anything else that's out there. It's funny that you bring that up. You actually zeroed in on one of the biggest problems is in our industry is that a lot of the products that are out there that are low VOC or came out early as being very green products but really are not hitting the non-toxic side came out more expensive and at a higher price than the regular stuff that was out there, and they turned out to be kind of more of a, for lack of a better word, watered-down version of the toxic formula that they had and didn't perform. So we came into a bunch of shuttered doors at the big retailers that said, well, we tried it, and that stuff is more expensive, and it doesn't work as good as the toxic stuff. And we had to beat on the door for a long time. No, you don't get it. We're nearly twice as strong bonding-wise than most everything out there that says heavy-duty on it. And we've gotten more surfaces, and we are more flexible than silicone. And we're different, and we're in that same price range as the toxic stuff, not higher. So there was a huge perception out there. And I need to correct you on one thing. We are available in some Home Depots. We're still working with Home Depot to get acceptance nationwide. And how we got to where we are with Home Depot right now was based on people commenting on us on thehomedepot.com and saying, hey, look, this is the real deal. We need this. We need to be, this needs to be available to us. And that champion of people like you and people that listen to your radio station is how we've gotten as far as we have, because there is that real perception out there that low VOC is non-toxic, and it's really just not. We're a completely different animal than anything else that's on there on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm so glad that you're doing this. I'm so glad that you're getting the support. I can buy it at my local Home Depot. And this is actually a big thing for construction products, because there are so many less toxic things that you can get if you order them online. But, you know, I've done a lot of remodeling, and I just want to go down to Home Depot or Lowe's or wherever my local store is and buy the right thing on the shelf. It's so much easier. And I'm so, hooray for you. We need to go to break, but when we come back, we'll talk more with Frank Lang. During the break, you can go to his website, ecobondit.com, and start to take a look at his products. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Haddad, and my guest today is Frank Lang. He's the president owner of EcoBond Adhesives. That's at ecobondit.com, which are the least toxic adhesives and caulks I've ever seen. And the way I found out about these is because my readers started writing to me and saying, have you used EcoBond? I can use it. and that made me pay attention to this. And when I cut the top off the tube this morning, I smelled it, and it was very, very low odor, very, very low. Well, Frank, can you tell us about some of the toxic chemicals that are commonly in caulks and adhesives?
Oh, yeah. Silica is probably the biggest offender. A lot of what you see, what I say rule of thumb, there's a lot of great companies making adhesives and sealants, and they do very well. And if that's for you, that's for you. And I don't want to ever badmouth anyone in the industry, because we're all trying to work together. And there's very good relationships between us all. But you know, the glycols and the formaldehydes and the silica are some of the worst for you that we found that we needed to make sure we weren't a part of when we put our formula together. So we went for a clean polymer that is similar in nature. The closest thing I guess I could attribute it to is very similar to the way that you would bond like a vitamin C pill together. It's got that kind of a base chemistry to it, so that it's safe. And then when we found that, we branched out. We put it into many different levels, and from caulk to non-toxic silicone to heavy-duty adhesive and sealant. The neat part about our product is because of its formula and how it is better than most everything on the market, is it will do both. It'll be both a caulk and an adhesive. It will do both. So there's caulks, there's adhesives, there's silicones and acrylics. Most of which, almost all, 98% are toxic. We found a formula that could do a lot of those purposing in just one formula, which was unique to the market. And at the same time, bond and seal underwater, which is normally for a tube like ours, $13 to $14. And we don't have any tubes that are priced up that high at all. So we were able, with this unique formula, to really kind of revolutionize having kind of an all-in-one formula and making it available to the mass market in a more inexpensive price. And that's very soapboxy and salesy, but getting back to what you should look out for in an adhesive, my rule of thumb has always been if the panels for warning are longer than the directions on how to use it, that's probably your first warning sign.
Well, yeah, I think that's a good idea. That, you know, people, there are warning labels on products, and so often people don't even look for them. And,
yep.
And you know, it's like, I think that on, I've been looking at products for so many years, and I would say that the absence of a warning label doesn't necessarily always mean that it's safe. But if somebody knows they need to put a warning label and they put a warning label on the product, believe them.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, why use this toxic thing if there's something less toxic right next to it? And so, especially with caulks and adhesives, that's a very good product category to be reading the labels. Read.
It affects your air more than you even know. It really, I'm sure you know, because you are a veteran and really the guru in this area. But, you know, from carpet to paint to the surfaces that your air flows over, as we've seen from the California schools that have had the problem with toxic contamination and had to actually leave the school. The airflow, really, almost everything in your house has airflow, and most everything has adhesive or sealant that's part of the culprit, part of the problem.
Yes.
Even the bonder and paint is really contributed to the most toxic part of it. So it really is sort of something that we've unknowingly lived with and been sick about, and not really been able to define until we had people like you standing up and really kind of defining it and saying, "Hey, you know, let's wake up and really let's put a face to it. Let's realize what we're dealing with." And it's not necessarily to demonize anything or anyone, but just be aware.
No,
before you make a purchase.
Yeah, it's just about having information and being able to decide whether you want to use a toxic product or not a toxic product, and consumers having choice. I did go, just to show you, I did my homework. I did go to your website and find your material safety data sheet. I wanted to see what it said. and it indicated that the product is made from silanes. And I went and looked up silanes. And actually, I think most people don't know what a silane is. So I then went and looked on another site, and it's a very, very simple compound that is basically just hydrogen, like water is made from hydrogen, and silicon, and those are both just elements. They're basic elements in nature.
Yep.
And so
they're elements that have a bonding, almost Velcro. They're almost a microscopic type of Velcro that is a key component in a lot of, like I said, vitamin C pills and the pills that you would need. That's kind of the rough, palatable bonder that is out there. And that is kind of the secret that's almost giving you the recipe to the chicken there.
Well, I'm not wanting to give away your formula, and I don't think that I can, because you probably have put it away in some way.
Okay, we believe, you know, in the better disclosure. We try to post more about our product than anyone
Great.
Else, because we know that we really super service that non-toxic consumer, and we want them to be very aware, and we want them to be able to understand and know what they're getting into, and we do everything from bonding strength to that, getting down to our basic chemistry.
Well, we need to go to break, but I want to finish my sentence and say, this is not a petroleum product. It is not made from crude oil. It is not, it's made from entirely different material. And we'll just finish up with that when we come back from the break. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio, and my guest today is Frank Lang. He's the president and owner of EcoBond Adhesives at ecobonded.com, and we'll be right back. Listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Frank Lang. He's the president and owner of EcoBond Adhesives, and that's at ecobondit.com and in some Home Depot stores across the country. You can actually help him get into more Home Depot stores by going to the Home Depot website, right? Yeah. And find the EcoBond product and leave a comment that you would like to see it in your local store, that it's important that Home Depot carry these less toxic products And if you don't have it in your local store, specifically say, I want it in my store, and mention where you are. And let's get this product in all the Home Depots, because everybody should have a choice to be toxic-free in every product that they need to use every day. And this is a product that works well, is very practically odorless, and it's in the same price range as buying a toxic product, which is not always the case. And so we need more products like this, and we need companies like Home Depot. Is great that they are have it in some stores, but let's get it in all the Home Depots, and all the stores that sell caulk should have this on the shelf. I'll get off my soapbox now.
Thank you. That was great. We need to sign you up. We appreciate that. I mean, we used Home Depot as an example, but we are in the Ace system. Ace Hardware's are great. We love those guys for their informative power. They're really good about trying to really know product and do a good job of informing consumers. And you know, all of the people that have supported us so far and put us in their stores and worked with us, we have smaller distributors and you know, people that are green stores, and they've jumped on board, and they're the ones that are the lifeblood that really inform. You know, the big box stores are great because they obviously have distribution, but you know, the ones that we cherish probably the most are the hardware stores and the little guys that take the time to know the product and really try to walk people through an aisle and give them the whole story on everything that they need. And we like to be a part of that story and informing that there is a choice out there to make, and it's a good choice. It's not anything. It's not less. It's actually more. And that's usually where we win, and that's because of not just being non-toxic, but trying to compete against all the toxics out there. There is that we felt to be better and bond and do more than them to get past that, oh, it's just a green product, or oh, it's just this product. So that's been our story, and that's what we really worked hard to be, just very be able to stand at our product and say, we're just proud. We're just proud to have it. We're proud to be a part of it. We're proud to be able to put it out there. And then, you know, there's my second soapbox for you. So sorry.
Well, I agree with you about the small businesses. If you look on my website on Deborah's List at deborahslist.com, so many of those websites are small businesses, and they've been around for a long time. There's new ones like you. There's people that I've known for 30 years, and they still have their businesses. And because these small businesses say, we need to do something different, and that they make something different. And, right. And you know, years ago, all these businesses were just kind of standing on their own and selling to whoever would listen to them. And what I've seen over time in all different sectors, different kinds of products, is that now that we have all the small businesses and me and other people who are talking about these kinds of products, that the larger companies are starting to listen, and that they're starting to stock it. But they don't innovate. They don't innovate. It's us. It's the consumers that need to
do it. You got it. It's you. The funny story how I found you was,
yeah. Tell them the story.
a customer called and got through to me. They wanted to yell at me and tell me why are you not talking to Deborah? What's going on? Why is Deborah not aware of you? And I actually called. I got ahead of steam. I'm like, yeah. Why doesn't Deborah know about me? And I get on your site, and I'm reading about you, and I'm like, what? How are we not being covered here? What's going on? And so I actually called, or I think I emailed or called, and we got a hold of each other, and I had a little bit of an attitude. I'm like, how do you not know about Ecobond out there? We need voices like this. We need the consumer, because consumers make all the difference. And you're like, I covered you. You're already here. I'm like, you didn't think, it really was like, hey, you know, going in with a head of steam, and you'd already, gotten on our wagon and really covered us already and put something on. So we really appreciate it, because it is with this day and age where Pinterest to Facebook to just their own sites at the big boxes in the hardware stores, they are using that as a gauge as to what product they're really. We hear it anytime we're in front of any of the people that we're asking for distribution through. They take a look at how are we rated, what are people saying about us, and what are they saying about us on their site. And it makes a difference. It really tips the scale and gives them a kind of a finger in the water to test to see if it makes sense to do something with it. So
it really does.
An important voice. You're doing a great thing by really rallying people, because it's one thing to think about it. It's another thing to take the time to support and try to do something about it. And the people that do, whether they know it or not, I can tell you, as being somebody that is a part of it, it makes a difference. We appreciate it. We really appreciate it. I take the time every day to talk to consumers. I know a few of them by their first name. I can tell their phone numbers even when they call. And I take the time to really try to keep my ear to the ground on tech calls that come in. And so does Heidi, and so do others. And we try to really listen and keep our ear to the railroad tracks to see if there's something we're missing. And we're finding that the companies out there are doing the same thing, and it's online. It is their Facebook page. It is their consumer page, their rating. Their Amazon is doing a tremendous job on consumer feedback with their verified purchase system and you know, knowing that they're really talking to real people. So you guys are making such a difference to us, you don't even know.
Thank you for saying that, because consumers do. I mean, I think consumers don't understand that the whole marketplace runs on what we buy. And we'll talk about this a little more when we come back. We need to go to break. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Kevin Yat. My guest today is Frank Lang. He's the owner of EcoBond Premium Non-Toxic Adhesives and Sealants, is what it says on his website, at ecobonded.com, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Kevin Yat, and my guest today is Frank Lang of EcoBond Adhesives, ecobonded.com. And before the break, we were just talking about the power that consumers have. And I just want to say this again, because it's so, so, so important that retailers put on the shelf what consumers buy. And you have to believe that if they put a product on the shelf and nobody buys it, it doesn't stay on the shelf. They are looking for products that are going to give them the maximum amount of sales for that shelf space. And so if we buy toxic-free products, then that tells them they need to stock more toxic-free products. And if we write good reviews about toxic-free products, then they're going to put more toxic-free products on the shelf. And that's how this is going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen by regulation. It can all happen by consumer power. Each of us finding out where are the toxic-free products and buying them. And then more and more of them will end up in retail stores. This is what I've seen over the course of the last 30 years. And we totally have the power in our hands. Totally. Anyway.
More than you know. More than you know. While it being a lot of frustration for a lot of people because the regulations really aren't catching up to where they should be,
right.
This is a time where your voice is so much bigger than you know, and making the time to make the demand for not just our product, for any product that's toxic-free, making that little extra second to say something online or to make a call to a store to demand it, really is the difference, because a lot of products like ours and others out there are still looked at as kind of a specialty product, even though we've gone through the real, you know, change to be both price competitive and better than most of our competition out there in the market for just bonding and sealing and flexibility. and bonding underwater. We are a real, in the sense, just our name is can sometimes be our detriment, because they look at us as, oh, well, that's just a green product, and it's just right. a this. But the way that we become so much more is consumer voice. And when Absolutely. You have that ability, it's sort of like voting, not to be political at all, because I don't think that toxic has political implications. I think it's health. It's a totally it different. It's like talking about exercise. There's no politics to it. It's about living with the least amount of chemicals that you can. To and if you have an option and it's better than even the toxic option, make it a part of your life, and don't worry about the politics of it. And that consumer voice really changes things from being considered specialty to be considered mainstream. And yeah. it's totally within your power to do it. And again, I compliment you on being a champion of that, because it does make a difference. And it's why I yeah. picked up the phone after talking to somebody that follows you, and them they yelling at me for not being a part of it. Because that's how much it means to me, to that it really, it's, we see it. And you may not yeah. see it from or hear it from us enough as a product, but you guys really do make such a heartfelt difference in the minds of buyers at retail level.
Well, before we run out of time, I'd like you to just tell us about the different, at the beginning you were talking about how you could use one formula for all these different uses, but tell us all, what are the different products that you have? Because you have about 8 or 10 products, and just so that people get the idea that they can turn to you for these different uses.
I will give you such a quick soapbox. It might spin your head, but I know
it doesn't have to be that quick. You have 5 minutes.
I don't want to give you a commercial, because I really just believe in what you're doing here. But the products themselves, our flagship product is Heavy Duty. Its real call to action is it has over 400 pounds per square inch bonding strength, and compared to the normal Heavy Duty on the shelf, that's about 125. It is stronger, more flexible than silicone, and it bonds in so strong. It can be used on nearly any project, and because it bonds underwater, from doing a landscape pond outside to putting brick fascia on your house, to gluing down, we have a version of it as a floor product, to gluing down tile, carpet, putting up walls, gluing trusses together, sealing around anywhere that you would a silicone. We have a multi-purpose that's the most inexpensive product on the market that bonds underwater. It usually retails in the $5 or less range. And it's toe-to-toe with any Heavy Duty, and it can be used on almost any project that you would want to bond or seal. We have a kitchen tub and bath that specifically addresses toe-to-toe for caulk and silicone for your tub. We have a Ultra Clear, which is a really great product. It's a non-yellowing clear, and that's just rare, toxic or not, because it's not a petroleum base. It really is an ultra clear. So for surfaces like marble, granite, that you put a backsplash and you want a nearly unbelievable finish for being transparent, it works great. Or undermount sinks, it will seal like a silicone, but yet it will bond too. So you can bond up the sink, you could bond the granite down with it, and then seal the granite with it, which is a real neat attribute. Then we have a windows, doors, and trim that is exactly what you would expect it does. It's great for airflow points in your house around your trim, where you're getting airflow, and it's in contact with your air. We have a flashing roof and gutter, and a lot of people would say, why does a non-toxic need that? But because of our basic product being so rugged and so weather conscious, we have one of the best working times in the industry for being able to patch with it, And temperature-wise, you could put us on a frozen substrate in the middle of winter, and we'll bond and seal. Most products, toxic products that have petroleum or are water-based, they will freeze up and explode. But all of our products are tolerant in really cold weather and really hot weather. And then we have a non-toxic silicone that is really toe-to-toe for people that just believe in silicone. It's your non-toxic equivalent to that. And we have two products that are very similar to each other, PetSafe and FarmSafe. They're really meant for animal owners, animal lovers that have anything from penned animals to animals that chew at things and pull things apart and that need to be glued back together. When it's fully cured, animals can chew it up, and even if they digest it, it won't affect them because it's completely not toxic. They'll pass it, and it's so safe. There's nothing, if you value your animal or your fish, it will bond in for aquatic use on as will our clear for fixing aquariums to, again, that penned area or that water trough. If it's farm related, you don't have to drain the water out. You can actually patch and seal on the fly with it. We will bond and seal underwater like all of our products. And last but not least, we have our new product that is the floor and tile adhesive that is great for putting down
that floor,
we all know that thinset, that smell and that whole process, you leave your house for days and sometimes weeks at a time for it to temper down and to be breathable. We now have a product that you put down, and it not only is it great for putting down on tile, it because it has a non-toxic kind of rubber base to it, it takes away the need to do a moisture barrier. So you're actually saving not having to do the moisture barrier, and you can put it down with a trowel like a thin set. And just pop your tile, and it's so strong it will bond and help you go up vertically with tile too. If you're doing a shower or you're doing a tile wall,
one of the things about tile, I've laid a lot of tile for many years, and when I first started, I have to say this fast because we're getting to the end of the show. But when I first started, you could buy the cement, the thin set part, separate from the latex additive. And it's hard now to get that. But the reason that you put the latex additive in is to make it a little more flexible, especially if you have like a shower wall and going up a wall as opposed to a floor. But your product would be an adhesive that gives that flexibility without it being toxic.
It does. It alleviates the moisture barrier, and because it has that kind of non-toxic rubber base to it, and it's self-leveling, it won't create those air pockets that will kind of pop a tile after a few years.
Right.
You'll get a crack.
Wow.
Right.
Thank you so much. Well, we're ticking down the seconds here, so I just want to say thank you for making your products. Thank you for being on the show. Again,
thank you for having us. Thank you for doing what you do. We appreciate it. In the industry, all of us, I speak for, I think, anyone who has a non-toxic product, we need more of this. We appreciate the consumer so much for championing and taking the time to make comments to retailers.
Thank you. We have to go. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad. Be well.